How's it going? This is Nick Valente, TV editor of ReviewFix.com, and this is After Dead. And in this episode entitled Live Bait, we got to see the governor, David Morrissey, a.k.a. Snake Plissken, as he resembled in this episode. And I gotta say, this episode is very interesting to see the outcome and the after effects of the governor. This time, he looks very different. He acts different. And he's a different person. At first, we see him. The episode at the beginning takes place right after season 3, when he shoots up some of the members of Woodbury. And believe it or not, that took a massive effect on him, a massive toll. You could see him. He's beaten. He's battered. He's just destroyed as a person, as a human being. And just goes to show you, he does have a heart. You know, he is human after all. He goes through a lot of pain and emotion, especially in this episode. And you'll see that from the very beginning. He's sitting by the campfire with that dark, cold look in his face, no emotion. And then you have a walker walking towards him, and he has no... He just doesn't care. You know, it's like if he gets bitten, he gets bitten. And then you have Martinez, who just shoots the walker right before he... The walker heads over to the governor. And what's so intense about that scene was the governor doesn't even blink in the one eye that he has left. Like, there's no, just a blank stare, a blank emotion. And then as a result, Martinez and the rest of the crew just decide to abandon him. And what's interesting about this part is now we see the governor, he's on his own. And the first thing he does, he goes back to Woodbury and he torches the town. And as you see in the promo from last week, the fire in the background, that's actually Woodbury. So he just drives in with a massive truck, drives right through the gate, and he torches the place. And then we move ahead many months later, because now the governor looks like Snake Plissken. His hair's grown, he's got a beard, and he's got an eye patch so to go with it. And his voice is a little raspier and lighter, so you can barely understand what he says at times. Which has the Snake Plissken voice. Then he meets up with a family, in an apartment, so to speak. We have two daughters, an old man with an oxygen tank who's experiencing his last days. He has lung cancer, and a little girl. And this little girl, I guess, reminds the governor so much of his daughter. So they grow a close relationship, which is pretty interesting. And as the episode goes on, the governor decides to do some favors. He goes to an old age home to pick up some oxygen tanks for the old man who's dying. He picks up some board games on the top floor for the little girl. And what's so special about this episode is you see like the true governor, who he really is. He tries to become the man that he was when he had his own family. His wife and his daughter, and you see him take out the picture of them, all three of them together, and it goes to show you, like, the guy is is an actual, he does have a heart, so he's not the monster we saw in the previous season. And as the episode goes on, when they all leave, but then when he does, they unfortunately run into some walkers, and the governor, along with the little girl, fall into a massive ditch, which is also a walker pit, similar to the one we saw last season. And then we see a little bit of the governor come out. He grabs some of the walkers as he's protecting the little girl, with his bare hands, just rip its throat out, and then he just smashes one right in the face with his bare hands, just rips his jaw to shreds, which is pretty cool. So we do see the governor there, the actual man that we known him to be last year. But at the same time, you could tell he grew on you a lot this episode, because he does have a heart. And then we see Martinez look over the ditch, and he sees them, and then he's like, oh shit. And then they reunite, and that's how the episode ends. But, overall, it was a very good episode. It was one of the best of the season. And so far this season, each episode is getting better and better. as the first half comes to an end. So it's going to be interesting to see. It looks like next week would also revolve around the governor. So we'll see where that takes us. And it's interesting. Now we have two storylines in terms of the group back in the prison, and now Martinez, the governor, and this new family, which is which is pretty interesting. So we'll see what happens next week. But so far so good. It's intense. Looks like it's going to get better, which is good news for many, many Walking Dead fans out there. So I'm Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com. See you next week.